Well, we just heard the wonderful story of the birth of St. John the Baptist. How all were astonished when Elizabeth knew what she was talking about when she said his name is John. You know, that's a very humorous part of this episode. They say, we're going to name this baby Zechariah, and the mother says, no, his name is John. And then they patronizingly say to her, but nobody in your family has this name, Elizabeth. Like, she doesn't know that? So they make signs to Dad, what shall his name be? And when he says what she said, they're all astonished. Obviously, they don't know that mother knows best. And we also heard about how the neighbors were filled with awe when they heard that Zechariah's speech had been restored and that the whole affair was talked about throughout the hill country of Judea, and that all who heard it treasured it in their hearts, wondering, what will this child turn out to be? Now, even without the prodigy of the birth of St. John the Baptist, I know that you parents also cradled your newborn in your arms and dreamed, what will this child turn out to be? And maybe your parents wondered and ruminated about that question when they held you in their arms as a newborn. Yes, the vocation of John the Baptist was indeed a great one. He was to bring God's people back to him. And he was to point others to Jesus. Just as Isaiah prophesied, he was to bring God's people back to him. But do you know, that is the vocation that was given to each one of us at our baptism. To bring God's people back to him and to point others to Jesus. At our baptism, the saints were huddled around our baptismal font with our patron saint and our guardian angel in the forefront. And they gazed on us lovingly and they wondered, what will this child turn out to be? In other words, what will be the beautiful and unique way that we will live out our baptismal vocation? That vocation is what God said of David in our second reading, that we would be men and women after God's own heart to perform his entire will. Do we ponder this lofty vocation of ours? How often do we do it? Or are we just spinning the wheels of our life away in the busyness of activity on the surface of our life? Well, let's look again at the one whose birthday we celebrate today. We heard in the gospel that he grew up and his spirit grew strong and that he lived in the desert until the day he appeared openly to Israel. And when he did, he had become a dynamic, no-nonsense person, a man of strong conviction. So what happened to John during that time when he was in the desert? Well, the desert was a lonely place of solitude. It was there that John gained the perspective that he needed. There were no other people for John to lean on in that sparsely populated place. He had to rely on God. And as Isaiah prophesied, he could not help but see that God was his true comfort and companion. In the desert, John came to accept his gifts and to know that they were not of his own making. John learned the greatness of his call in the desert, but he also learned of his littleness before the vastness of God. John also had to confront his own demons, because there's no hiding place from oneself in the desert. The message that John would preach to others about reforming their lives, he had first to learn in his own life. You see, we all need some solitude to be alone with ourselves and with God, the one who called us when we were in our mother's womb. In this culture of constant noise and activity, we do not have the essential desert or solitude that we need to gain the necessary perspective on our lives. Like John the Baptist, we too need the desert so we do not hide from God and ourselves. And God calls us to that desert every day. He calls us to that desert every day. To that time of solitude where he can speak to our hearts in the word and in prayer and teach us who we are. St. John the Baptist, pray for us.